What's one thing that you like about distance learning?
Think hard.
Oh, we got all day, man. You good?
I thought you prepped him, Kenny.
Oh, I didn't prep. This was a curveball.
This is a hot random question.
Recorded on Zoom, it's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
What's going on, guys?
What to do?
What's up?
DOT is back with another installment. We got our man, Good Sir, with us as promised last week. Jaden is back.
Hello, my name is Good Sir.
Good Sir is here. Good to have you back with us. Going to have a new segment from him today, too. Guys, the world is still here. We're still on planet Earth. Everything is still rotating. Nothing has ended after this election that hasn't even finished yet. That's still in the balance of about six different states. So I guess it's going to be okay, guys. We're going to be all right. I think we're going to be okay.
I'm hopeful.
Well, Ken said I ain't saying nothing until what the to all the counts are in, right?
Yeah, but whistle blows.
To the whistle blows, right? I remember
we got till December 14th still, man. A lot of crap can happen.
I remember when the Super Bowl, when the Patriots played the Falcons of a few years ago, and the Patriots were down 28-3, right? And so we were all at the house watching Super Bowl. My dad, me, my grandfather, my dad and I, man, the Falcons are gonna win this thing. They're gonna win this. My grandfather was the only one that said, nah, I won't believe until that clock hit zero. I'm like, man, what are you talking about? It's 28-3. It's the third quarter. No, I ain't gonna believe until it says zero. Man, and we know how that ended.
Meme now.
Exactly. Oh man, so I understand. Well, not we're not gonna say nothing until it's all over, but yeah. So a big week, guys. This is the last podcast episode we're gonna have before these new consoles come out next week. The PS when we do this next week, the PS5 and the Xbox Series One X will be out for those that were able to actually pre-order them, not like us who we're not able to be successful with them, but
we weren't
quick enough on the interwebs to save our system. But hey, they'll be out. There's reviews already by the big sites, the big tech wizards, saying that the units are out there, and Best Buy is supposed to have some type of display at the stores where you can go in and look at it. Even though the system's behind a big plexiglass, you can't really touch the controller because you shouldn't be wanting to touch a controller that everybody's touching in 2020 right now. But remember those things though, like going to like Target or going to Best Buy, and they had the consoles just out there. You could just go up and walk up and play them. Can you imagine how dirty and filthy that is now? And thinking about it now, 2020.
Man, you remember how greasy they got after touching so many people?
Be so shiny, you will go to me. Like someone just had a whole cup of grease and just went to the controller and just rubbed their hands all over. It'd be so shiny. I mean, it'd be so hot and warm too.
The crazy thing is, it was always that dirty.
It was.
We didn't realize how unsanitary everything was until this year, and how like our sanitary practices were terrible, you know,
very bad. And like, you don't know who was touching those things. Kids that were just, you know, picking their nose and just walking by and letting their hands on them. So man, I can only imagine what those controls looked like back then. And now you can't touch them. Now everything's behind glass. You can't even sniff. It's 6 feet apart. The plexiglass is 6 feet apart from you and the controller. That's how serious they're taking the precautions of this. Oh man. But yeah, Best Buy did say that they plan on having consoles on Black Friday. So So you should be able to go to the store and get them out. Because when they come out, when the systems come out next week, you're not going to be able to go in the stores and buy them. The stores are saying they're not going to be selling them. GameStop, Target, all of them, they're not going to have them because they don't want people camping out and staying out the night before. Remember that? Remember doing those type of things?
Yeah.
Yep. Only done it once.
Game releases at Black and White. Got a whole line.
So you said you did it for Pokemon Black and White, Vic?
Yep. I did the midnight release at GameStop at Watch Apple.
Oh.
Kenny was with me. He was my driver.
Yeah, that was the segment I was talking about. Midnight.
How long did you wait?
Not long. In fact, that was actually pretty. I was close to the front of the line, actually, because I came in
early.
Because me and Kenny came in early to get our number. And then we were like, so we have to wait like what, another 2 hours? Because we came in at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's get some Taco Bell. Perfect. We ate Taco Bell. You know, we hang out for a while and then we came back. And, you know, since I had my number already, all I did was just walk up to the front of the line. I was like, what, the fifth person in line? So I was, in and out.
Yeah, they ran that pretty smooth, actually.
They do. They take those midnight pre-orders seriously. I remember being at a GameStop like the same day, like 3 hours before the midnight release, and they're over there getting lines ready. They're putting the things that keep people from crossing out in front, so that when that time comes, and if you're not at the store by 10 o'clock, they're pushing you out the door because they need those 2 hours to prepare. So they take that seriously. I've done a few in my day. I remember doing Smash Brothers Brawl with it. Even a lot of the consoles too. But again, those, you were like right up next to each other. You're literally on breathing on each other when you're waiting for those consoles in lines. something that's not happening in 2020. Oh man. So the console,
you're a dick.
Exactly. You know, and you would think that they would have those little signs on the floor, but you know, I'm glad they're not. I can only imagine though. But what do you think will be worse? Standing in line on a day the console's coming out, like a midnight release, or trying to get it on Black Friday?
Black Friday. Mm.
Yeah, I think Black Friday would almost be worse. Like you would, because Black Friday, everybody's out. I mean, at least if you know you're getting the PS5 or Xbox, that's what you're there for. You're not going to have a random person that's trying to get like Rayman, you know, for PlayStation or something, right? You know, Black Friday, you're going to have everybody at Best Buy that are people that are still buying CDs and tape cassettes and stuff. You're going to have random people at Best Buy. And so I just think that's going to be even worse. But, you know, maybe they have a plan.
I love how you brought up tape cassettes. It's been how long since that's been a thing? I don't even think Jaden knows what that is.
You know what that is?
No, wait.
If you rode in the BMW, you know what it is.
A tape cassette. You know what a Walkman is.
Damn.
Crickets. Oh, man. Crickets.
I'll show you the cassette tomorrow.
Well, good sir.
It's going to be a blast from the past.
He's a...
Side A and B.
Mixtapes back in the 90s. Oh, my God.
Recording from the radio. Or the boombox.
Oh, yeah.
Recording from the boombox.
Oh, man. Good times with the pirating sailing of the seven seas of music.
Yeah, but we're in that weird generation where we actually experience going from tape to burning our own CDs to going to MP3s.
Yeah. Right. And quickly, too. Like, we did it flawlessly.
Well, there's another stuff there.
We did it so flawlessly. Like it was no learning curve. It was like, oh, this is what we're doing now. Oh, I gotta download it. I go to this site. I get this torrent. I put. Oh, okay. It's so easily.
Kazaa.
Yes. You know, LimeWire and all that good stuff. It was like, oh, okay. It was
Napster.
It was part of us. You know, it's like nowadays everybody has like one place to go to. Everybody goes to Spotify or goes to Apple Music. You know, but man, it was actually kind of tough back in the day with finding certain things. But you know. We made it work for us.
Yeah. The one I hated is when they'd be like, oh, this is the new Lil Wayne, no ceilings. Not even close.
And then you download it.
Some random.
You got some random guy talking over it or putting his promoting his drop. Yeah, DJ X on the mix, you know. Like, I just listened to Lollipop without any type of drop on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, when we come back, we're gonna have our new segment with good sir. He's gonna, you ready, good sir? You ready to take a trip inside James World? Can we find out what's going on with you next time? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, cool. When we come back, Jaden's World.
DOT will be right back.
All right, so before we get into Jaden's World, my dad does our drops. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't call my dad the voice, as he likes to be called. he does our different recordings and does a great job with them. I keep telling him he needs to go into the business of it. He did. I can't wait to play this track for you all for this new segment. But I want to play this sound that we recorded in a past episode. And this goes to you, Isaiah, because as we were talking about last week, Cyberpunk got delayed again, and you were talking about a coworker who was talking about the game. I want to know what your coworker was thinking, thinks about the game, about it being delayed, if you have an update on it. But here's what you had mentioned. Punk 2077, which I think has kind of reason, right?
Yeah.
I have a coworker who keeps talking about that game. He's like, if that game comes out, I'm taking a 2 weeks PTO, man. See ya.
2 weeks PTO. I mean, this guy must have some serious PTO to replace him. He's probably been has like double that now by the time Cyberpunk comes out. I mean,
yeah,
he does have a lot of vacation hours. But yeah, he's been talking about that game for like, I think the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's when we did that episode. Yeah. That was like earlier the year.
Yeah.
He's and probably so like, bad.
But yeah. But as you guys know, I just pre-ordered that for my brother-in-law.
All right.
I did it yesterday. Yeah. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. Then, you know, you guys were talking about it. Coworker was talking about it. So I was like, oh man, this is.
It's gonna be the real deal.
The game of the year. The year is almost over, but
yeah,
maybe even next year too.
Yeah. Whatever. It'll be the game of the year. Whatever year it comes out.
2077.
Oh man. All right. So our new segment, Jaden's World, we're gonna hit it right now. And we'll explain Jaden's World after the music comes, but here comes Jaden's World.
What happens when we go inside one of the most brilliant young minds that the world has to offer? Let's find out when we take a trip to Jaden's World.
Yeah, what y'all think of that? What y'all think of that?
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
We'll leave that one on for thing. 30 more minutes.
Yeah. The whole episode is just going to be the music of Jaden's World. All right. So Jaden's World, pretty much Jaden is as he, we always say, he's our most popular member of the crew here. But you know, he's also the youngest one of our crew. So in this 2020 age, you know, being an adult is one thing, but being a kid is another. So we just want to know, Jay, what's going on? Like, what's going on in your world right now? What do you have that's interesting or that you think that's going on inside of your head right now?
Uh-huh. So second week of October, me and my friends decided to do a raid that we should have completed 5 years ago. It was the Leviathan Eater of Worlds raid, and
What game is this?
Destiny.
Oh, Destiny. Okay. All right. Hey, we used to play that. So the Leviathan. So you did a raid. You're supposed to do it five years ago, but did y'all finally do it?
Yeah, we finally did it. It was like second week of October, I think.
So
Did
y'all win?
Yeah, we did it.
Okay.
Nice.
It had a lot of us yelling at each other.
that's what rage is supposed to do. You know how many times I've yelled at your brother for just running into a fight without putting some type of gear on or armor on. That but it happens. Yeah.
This is Jaden's world. This ain't my world.
I'm sorry, Jaden. Continue.
Yeah, and then my birthday, we decided to do another raid. It was way harder this time, but so we cheesed it, and there's this wall in the first encounter where it's like you put certain symbols in, and then they'll teleport you to any encounter. So we skipped to the boss encounter because you can't do anything else. And there's the spot when you like you drop down through like platforms, and then there's a spot that's like two rooms. One is like trees, and then the other is crystals. There's one spot next to the crystals where you can go back to the spawn, and after that you can hear where the boss goes. So we skipped to the DPS phase, and I remember we were about to beat the boss. The health bar depleted. We still died though.
Oh.
I mean, we did complete it the second run, but and then there's another phase after that where you have to carry the boss's heart to two like wizards that'll cleanse it. Because it's like taken, and the heart's taken. So you have to cleanse it with the tech wizards, and I remember my friend, because there's a voice line that plays once you get to the area where you're supposed to cleanse it. You have to dunk it, and then
dunk it.
Yeah.
Dunk it.
Dunk it like Michael Jordan.
Yes. And then
do you know who, wait, Jay, Jay, do you know who Michael Jordan is?
Yes.
You what team did he play for? See if Ken did his homework. Did Ken teach you right? The Lakers? You told me the Lakers, Kenny.
Toro.
Dang, Jaden, you gotta watch The Last Dance, man.
Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, there you go, Bulls. The Chicago there you go.
Bulls.
I'm sorry, Jaden.
There's a voice line that plays when you get to the area where you have to cleanse it. It says, "I'm glad you did not heed her words." We heard it. We all started celebrating. Our friend forgot to dunk it.
Oh no!
Oh my God, man!
He was sacked then.
What'd you do to your friend? Like, did you kick him out of the raid? Did you kick him out of the team? Did you kick him out of the squad?
Y'all started yelling at him, but
yeah,
like two and why am I shaking?
You should have been shaking your friend for not forgetting to dunk the heart. Come on, man.
This is like the most you've ever said on one of these. I'm just like blown away right now. I was like, whoa. You're talking. You're just like, you usually like the one-liners.
This is Jane's world. We are now in world. All right, Jane, take us on home, man. So how did this finish with your friend? Did y'all welcome him back?
We did complete it, and then at the end, you get like two keys to open a bunch of chests, and you can only open like we only opened two each because we had two keys. And there's like 30 chests in the room, so there's like a 1.5 there's like a 0.5 chance you're gonna get a special exotic. Mm-hmm. None of us got it.
No.
It's blame your friend.
I mean, it is a 0.5 chance, though.
He didn't dunk the heart.
Yeah.
Man, well, you know what? That happens sometimes. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of that.
All right, well, Jane, so we're going to end Jane's world with two things, all right? Two things. I love that you were really prepared for this, but you know what? I always got to try to catch people off guard. So Jane, tell me, what's one thing that you like about distance learning?
Thank God.
Oh, we got all day, man. You good?
I thought you prepped him, Kenny.
Oh, I didn't. This was a curveball.
This is a hot random question. One thing that you think you like.
Man,
one
you
thing.
You know, deer in headlights.
Come on. All right, Jane. Let me help you out here, Jane. So, do you, when your teacher is teaching you, are you listening with your eyes?
Yeah.
But your hands have are on a controller at the same time.
No.
You haven't mastered that yet?
No. There's a warden in the house.
Oh, I know. I got one of those two of mine. All right, Jane, last question. Okay. Last question. Since you're at home, okay, and you can't eat in the cafeteria, and I know you, what is one thing you enjoy eating at home during your distance learning? Like, what is your snack of choice?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. We should have said best because I was going to say something chicken related. I was going to take some chicken related. Vic, were you going to say something chicken related? I know you probably were too.
The only damn thing he needs.
All right, we're gonna. That concludes Jane's World. Let's just end with this track.
Jaden, wake up. DOT is back.
Jane's World was a success. Version episode one. That will be happening once a month, each month. So stay tuned for more Jane's World. What do you think, guys? I think it did.
I think it did good.
You did good.
You did a good job.
Vic was very surprised. Vic was very, very... He did good.
I can't get that kid to talk worth anything.
All you gotta
do is like,
We said more in this segment than all summer.
Yeah.
But here's the trick now. Now all you gotta do is play that track before he starts talking, then boom. It's the track that did it.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We'll be in the zone.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, last week I had said that we were going to have a guest, Southside Supply, coming today. Joey from Southside Supply, but he'll actually be on with us next week. And then actually next week we're also going to have another guest, a cousin of mine who's into anime and really into games as well too. We actually play Resident Evil together, and so she's going to come on and have also a brand new segment next week too. Man, we just giving new content each week for y'all. And we also have an Instagram. We finally are trying to be more social with our audiences. So you can follow Diamond of Truth at Diamond of Truth on Instagram. We'll have a Twitter later too, so we can engage with you all. Some poll questions, things you want to talk about. And yeah, so follow us on Instagram, Diamond of Truth. So as always, one thing that we... talk about, we've probably talked about at least once on every podcast. I bet you we have. It's Monster Hunter, and whether it's the movie or game related, and this kind of does make me sad at this point because, you know, Monster Hunter World, we've all put a lot of hours in it, but I think it's finally getting put to bed. I think they're finally putting Monster Hunter World Iceborne to bed with this latest update coming next month. It's the update that says, hey, we're just going to give everything to you all at one time. Do it when you want to. We're moving on to better things. So thank you, Monster Hunter World.
Damn nice of them to do that, though, before they put in hibernation. Because, you mean, they could have screwed anyone else over who wanted to play that game.
They did. They could. They could have.
if they would have cut all support immediately and without patching them in to be offline accessible.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that now Safi Diva is going to be scaled for 1 to 2 players, which is a raid or a siege, I should say, a siege, where actually it benefits from having more people in your session to do Safi Diva. But now you can actually do it with 1 to 2 people. That's probably the biggest part of that update, other than the festivals and events being live. I'm actually kind of looking forward to trying to solo Safi Diva.
I kind of want to, but then I also have no reason. Currently, I have no reason. Because the last time I perfected one of the Shatter Greatsword.
Oh, yeah. You have a
perfect roll.
Augmented, yeah. For the one of the most talking about the roll at the dodge his the beam.
What?
No, said, oh, no. Build on it.
Oh, the roll. Yeah, the build. Oh, the roll for the build. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. And that's what that would be the only reason really to play him if you want to do different builds for the weapons, and the armor too. The armor's great; it's a great set to have. So yeah, Monster Hunter World Iceborne, that updates early December, and actually, if you log in now, they're giving you a bunch of free stuff, items and stuff that are really good too. But they're really focusing on, well, the team is actually the other B team is going to be on doing Rise and story, so I wonder what this team's now doing, going to be focusing on, you know, maybe they're going to look on next gen
game 6.
Yeah. So that's, so we got that. So it's funny. So the game is going to be in hibernation mode in early December, and the movie comes out in late December. Ooh. So interesting. One does the bed while the other one rises. See what I did there with rises. See what I did there. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, well, maybe by next week, we'll, you know, this whole election thing will be over. But it's great to see that. I think a few weeks ago, we saw Joe Biden's island in Animal Crossing, and seeing how, you know, they're trying to engage people to vote and get people out there and working with other different types of youth and the young people to go out and vote. But I think the cooler thing, even cooler thing, is AOC. Man, AOC, man, doing her thing. Number one, she's our age. And number two, she's, you know, a good gamer. Like, someone that is a congresswoman who was a badass gamer, right? She was playing Among Us and with a bunch of people on Twitch. And I think it rose up. She had over, like, 4.5, 4.6 million views on Twitch. And can you imagine, like, all the people that she probably made aware of, you know, to vote and to go out and, you know, have your voice heard and, you know, just doing things the right way. So I really applaud her, you know, and the people in our generation that are doing positive things and trying to find ways to interact with this this next generation, because Look at our two candidates here. They're all definitely. I don't even think Atari was around. I don't think probably our age. I mean, so it's good to see that they're really focusing on AOC did that, and so she's supposed to be doing streaming Twitch again soon too. So that would be great.
Really?
Yeah, she wants to get back on and do Among Us too, and I bring that up because, you know, we talked about us doing our Twitch thing at some point, doing some type of stream with that somehow. So we're gonna keep talking about that offline so we can figure out how to engage with y'all on Twitch as well, doing a game or something like that. Well, we'll see how that works out. But yeah, we'll see by next week who is gonna be running our country next week. Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have to wait until December 14th. But I just know by next week, it's Friday the 13th, and there will be PS5s and Xbox running in the wild. And stay away from the Black Friday shopping unless you want to get run over by crazy people that are trying to get PS5 that day, or Xbox.
Or Rayman.
or tape cassettes and Walkmans. Oh, man. All right, man. Well, we're gonna good sir take us out. Is he around?
No.
I
pulled him out.
that's the beauty of being good sir, man. I do my segment. I'm out when I want to be out. Yeah.
Celebrity status.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
We just talk right there.
All right, Kenny. What's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.